T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Friday edition of the show. Let's check on the text line. Let's see here. I'll wear Clemson everything for a week for $1,000. He would wear Clemson everything for a week for $1,000. That is a very cheap price of treason, sir. It very much is. Look, even in the NFL, that we're talking about six-figure price changes. You must not be that diehard of a fan. You know, and then the really diehard fans among us will say they would never do this. But I just firmly believe that everything has a price. Chris says, even with life-changing money, I will never switch to Clemson. I went to a Clemson-Duke game proudly wearing my South Carolina gear. Chris, I got to be honest with you. I really respect that. But am I wrong for assuming that everything in life has a price? I mean, come on, man. This is life-changing money we're talking about here. And it's a game. I always tell people your team is not your family. And people have a hard time understanding this. To your team, you are a paycheck. That's the reality of the situation. That's how your team feels about you. That's how the Florida Gators feel about me. I get letters in the mail from the University of Florida wanting my money. I am a paycheck to them. All right, now I love them because of the blood, sweat, and tears that I put in during my years at that particular school. I will always consider myself a Florida Gator. But at the same time, if you're going to change my life, man, I can change my team. I don't know. All right, the top five at five starts right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this party started with number five. You know, Antonio Brown has bailed himself out of jail for $110,000. Has bailed himself out of jail for $110,000. And I'll tell you what, man, this is the greatest fall from grace that we have seen in recent memory in sports. I had a tweeter say to me, how about Maurice Claret? That's a massive one. And I've shared with you guys that I struggle with regret in my life so very much that if I was doing to my life what Antonio Brown was doing to his, I think 4 or 5 years from now, when I realized what I threw away, I don't know if I'd want to continue anymore, man. I'm being real with you. Like, I really struggle with regret. You know, I don't think I've made any life-changing mistakes in my existence, but even the minor mistakes that I've made have really, really eaten at me a lot more than they should. Just being real with you. Antonio Brown would have changed the balance of the power in the AFC this year. I believe New England may make the Super Bowl if Antonio Brown is their number one wide receiver. And when he looks back at the mess that his life has become and that the glory days, the golden age of his career, he completely threw everything away. That to me, ladies and gentlemen, is something that I couldn't digest and something I don't think he's going to be able to digest either. We ask you the question, how does the Antonio Brown story end and where does he rank among the caliber of athletes that has absolutely positively thrown everything away? And why do I find myself rooting for him to get his act together? By all accounts, this is an awful human being. This is a human being that has assaulted people. This is a human being that has cursed out publicly in the last week the mother of his child. This is a man that is such a poor influence on his child that you wonder how he has any custody of said child to begin with. It's a really, really scary scene, what's going on with him. Ex-girlfriends are chiming in that he desperately needs mental help. And I'll tell you, man, it is unbelievable to consider how this whole thing is going to, what the conclusion of this is going to be and how this entire thing is going to end. Antonio Brown bailed out of prison. Does this end with him rotting off in the sunset with another NFL team and taking another NFL team to the playoffs? Does this end in premature death? Does this end in him getting his life right but never playing in the NFL again? I don't know, man, but I'm watching this with my hand over my eyes. It's almost like I'm too nervous to see what happens next. What do you guys think takes place? Next up, you know what's interesting? We had a really buzzing topic yesterday about Eli Manning and the Hall of Fame. I felt much differently about that than Lonzo did. And my belief is that he should be in the Hall of Fame and he's going to get in the Hall of Fame. But if you're a person who goes solely by stats, stats are like bikinis. They show some things, but not all. If you go solely by stats, right, I could see where you think Eli Manning didn't make it, shouldn't make it, wouldn't make it. I think another layer of this is the fact that, you know, Eli Manning and what he doesn't have going for him, it is he's just kind of an aw shucks boring dude. You know, the Manning family is incredibly marketable. But when you consider the difference in personality between Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, it's no wonder to know who was the cool kid, who was the big brother, who was the guy that got all the ladies, and who was the guy that was just kind of the nerd. You know, Eli Manning looks like he always has that aw shucks look on his face. But Peyton Manning, I mean, you watch his stuff, you watch his show for ESPN+. He's a naturally he's a naturally hilarious guy. And I think that marketability, I mean, Eli Manning parlayed that into some success for himself, but all of his endorsements were based on his family name. He's not an interesting guy, he's not a funny guy, and you wonder if that is hurting him as it pertains to his Hall of Fame candidacy and his Hall of Fame career. And it's going to be fascinating to see. I mean, I think Eli Manning, that case study, does he get into the Hall of Fame or not? I think that's going to be the most fascinating case we've had in the NFL in recent years. Look, I've always said, and here's how I splice the situation. In any Hall of Fame, if you were a top five player at your position for a period of 5+ years, I think you're a Hall of Famer. I'm not a fan of the Lifetime Achievement Awards. That's not who I am. That's not what I do. I love Craig Biggio, my favorite baseball player as a kid growing up. I do not believe he should be a Hall of Famer in baseball, and he is. Eli Manning was a top five quarterback for a period of 5 years in the National Football League, and his team never would have won the Super Bowl, even one of them, without his services. When he was on, he was as good as it gets. When they protected him, he was as good as it gets. And per Pro Football Focus, Eli Manning has had the worst offensive line play around him in the last 10 years. Next up. All right. Ed Ogeron has signed a 6-year, $42 million extension. That's $7 million a year. A panic move by LSU? Perhaps. But yet it's the price of business in today's day and age in college football, and it literally happens every year with coaches who perform above expectation. I find it fascinating, and maybe I'm totally wrong because I've been wrong about Ed Ogeron from the beginning. I laughed at LSU for making that hire. I thought he was a good assistant. I honestly, and this sounds very hurtful, did not feel he was smart enough to be an elite head coach. But now we're getting to see Ed Ogeron stripped down to the bones. No Dave Aranda, new head coach at Baylor. No Joe Brady, offensive coordinator at Carolina. No Joe Burrow, quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. What do you have with all of that stripped away? Because you see, next season, folks, we're going to see what Ed Ogeron is really about. We learn that he's a perfect cultural fit in Baton Rouge. We learn that he's a pretty darn good CEO. But when he has to get his hands dirty himself, as he'll have to do this year, what becomes of LSU? I love him as a guy, and I feel really bad for saying this, but I'm still not buying Ed Ogeron as a top 10 coach in college football left to his own devices. Will I be wearing that take? We will soon see. Next up, All right, the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, is but 8 days away, and there are a ton of interesting storylines here. Kansas City has continuously had slow starts in the playoffs thus far. Down 24-0 to the Houston Texans. Down 17-7 to the Tennessee Titans. Folks, they cannot allow that to happen against the San Francisco 49ers because with that defense, there is no coming back from a double-digit deficit. I firmly believe that. I believe that these two teams are starting a run. I mean, we might get really sick of this. Do you guys realize that this might become the Alabama versus Clemson of the NFL? Jimmy Garoppolo, George Kittle, the best players on San Francisco, Deebo Samuel, South Carolina's own. Very, very young. Kansas City, Pat Mahomes. I mean, Sammy Watkins is the elder statesman in that wide receiver core. These two teams could be going at it for the next 5 to 10 years, and I'm not sure anybody really grasps that right now. I'm really not sure that they do. Dee Ford goes against his team, now with the San Francisco 49ers. You have the subplot of the 49ers passing over Pat Mahomes in the draft to select Solomon Thomas. And make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, if the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl, it will be because the 49ers did not draft Patrick Mahomes. A ton on the Super Bowl coming your way next week, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. And finally, does your fandom have a price? See, according to a survey of over 500 fans, just about everybody is available for a price. Dallas Cowboys fans would sell out their team for an average of $187,666. Houston Texans fans would sell out their sports fandom for an average of $305,000. The Los Angeles Chargers, one of the least popular teams, because of the cost of doing business in L.A., would need $700,000 to become fans of the Oakland Raiders. My question to you, and I believe everything has a price, is what would it cost? What would be the price tag of you jumping ship to your rival? Some of you are saying there is no price. Some of you are saying there is no cost. And I am calling BS on that. Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. You can get to us on the text line at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, at Lonzo on Word. And you can also email the show, M-A-R-C Ryan, Mark Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. All right, coming up next on the show, I will share with you a promise, no snark involved. Five positives about South Carolina, five positives about Clemson. As honest as I can possibly be, we will do that when Offsides continues right after this ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. Eli Manning retiring today. Spawned some interesting conversation yesterday on the show. Lonzo feeling very strongly that he is not a Hall of Famer. You know, I don't spend a lot of time. I'm a big believer. Time is our most valuable resource, ladies and gentlemen. I don't spend a lot of time wasting time on you know, falsities or things that are not going to take place. Eli Manning is going to be in the Hall of Fame. So to argue against that, in my opinion, is a moot point. I would be completely shocked if he wasn't. Now, say what you will about the Hall of Fames and how they're operating today and their criteria. And I think baseball's Hall of Fame is honestly run by a bunch of dumbasses who, you know, how do you explain Derek Jeter not being a unanimous Hall of Fame selection? You're either a Hall of Famer or you're not. You know, life is about shades of gray, and I think people don't see enough shades of gray in different areas, in different walks of life. I really try to work on that. I try not to be black and white on a lot of different things. The Hall of Fame is a complete and total exception to that. The Hall of Fame is black and white. You're either a Hall of Famer or you're not. And, you know, to try to classify it, to try to rank guys in different ways, you know, Larry Walker gets in on his last ballot. The message there is you're barely a Hall of Famer. Derek Jeter is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Folks, the busts all look the same. You know, you don't get a platinum bust for being a first ballot and a bronze bust for being the last. Each and every ballot, each and every nominee, each and every inductee, it's all the same. It is a very black and white situation. And I really, truly believe that both the NFL and Major League Baseball need to look seriously at how they're doing that. 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. All right, Lonzo, earlier in the show today, before the show today, we said that we would share five positive things each about Clemson and about South Carolina with absolutely positively no snark. Absolutely positively no snark. Since we have a ladies first policy on the show, I will allow you to begin.
All right, let us start with Clemson. Are we doing all five? Or are we going, I do one, you do one? Is that what we're doing?
Well, yeah, let's alternate.
All right, I will start out with Clemson and say it is a team that has joined the elite of college football. So when you think of college football and the elite, the teams that are going to be there every year, Clemson is now there. They weren't before, but they have managed to get their way there, and they're probably not going away.
How hard is that for you to say?
Not hard. It's true. I don't have a problem with Clemson as a team. I have a problem with the Clemson fans.
Okay, so Lonzo says Clemson is one of the best programs in all of college football. I think they're the best program in all of college football. You don't lose that in one year. Number one for me is the family feel that you have at Clemson that is incredibly special, that exists nowhere else. It exists nowhere else, and it punches you right in the face the first time you step foot on that campus, the first time you go to a football game. I'll give you an example of something that I saw going to do the Clemson postgame show. I'm stuck in traffic, and I forget the name of that road leaving the stadium, but all you Clemson fans know. And I'm stuck on that road, and there's a woman whose son was tired walking with her son on her back. A car drives up, you know, a car pulls up alongside of her, and because it's Clemson, she doesn't know the driver. The driver invites her in to take her to her car so she doesn't have to carry her son on her shoulders anymore. And I'm seeing this happen right in front of me. The woman, without thinking, gets into said car. The car then proceeds to drive her about a mile and a half up the road through traffic and then drops her off, lets her off right where her car is. You try to do that in Florida, somebody thinks you're kidnapping them. You try to do that anywhere else, somebody thinks you're kidnapping them. That's just one of many examples of the family vibe, the family atmosphere at Clemson, and that might not even be the best one. It is beyond mind-boggling to me that Dabo Swinney lives in the first house of a subdivision that has no gate. Like, anybody can just drive right up to Dabo Swinney's home and knock on the front door. I've never seen, never heard anything like that in my life. It is not like that anywhere else in the country. All right, Lonzo, what do you got for South Carolina?
Oh, okay, so we're doing it that way. All right, for South Carolina, I have 2001. to me, it's one of the best entrances of all time. Just it's stirring when the music plays. Has nothing to do with the movie. Part of it is Ric Flair's theme song also, and that resonates with everyone here in the state of South Carolina. But something about when 2001 plays and the team runs out through the tunnel.
2001 doesn't do it for me so much, I'll be honest with you. But you know what does? The town of Columbia. The town of Columbia is actually pretty cool, man. Like, it's got a character to it. It's got a vibe to it. I've only been there one time for the Star Awards, where we were blessed to be named the best show in this state, which is a tremendous honor. But, you know, driving around the city, there was a lot of character to that town, man. Really. And it was a surprise to me, and a pleasant surprise. And, you know, if I smooth over the relationship between myself and South Carolina fans, I could see going back there. I really could. I mean, I was impressed with the town of Columbia.
All right, my next one, I guess we're going back to Clemson, is kids sliding down the hill. There's just something magic about watching the kids slide down on the hill on cardboard or whatever. And it's not just during football season. There are other times when things are going on in the stadium where kids go up and they go down that hill in cardboard. And I always wanted to do it and still haven't done it yet.
You wanted to be the kid sliding down the hill?
Well, I don't have to be a kid to do it. I can do it right now.
I do have the desire to sneak in and run down the hill. But I'm told they don't let just anybody do that.
No. See, there's a different hill over there on the side.
I want to run down the Howard's Rock Hill.
That doesn't interest me. I want to slide down the hill on cardboard. I want to have the chance to take some people out on my way down. But just to have fun, because it'll remind you when you were a kid and how you used to sled down snow hills and things like that.
All right, next up for me, and this is something South Carolina fans will dispute with me, but I will argue against it till I'm blue in the face. I'm a big fan of your on-campus stadium. That's right, your on-campus stadium. I think South Carolina and its fans do the university no services whatsoever by calling that an off-campus stadium. The way it was described to me before I visited the city of Columbia was that it was 20 minutes away from campus. So I'm picturing driving on the interstate to a completely different place. And folks, the stadium is on the same street as campus. You know, I mean, it's mind-blowing to me that people don't say that's an on-campus stadium. I think it hurts the school to say that that's not an on-campus stadium. You walk down the street, maybe it's a 15-minute walk, maybe a 2-minute drive without traffic, but the stadium is on the same street as the campus. Folks, that is an on-campus stadium. That is the very definition of an on-campus stadium. If you don't have to turn, it's an on-campus stadium. I can't believe people don't admit that about Williams-Brice Stadium in South Carolina. You have a beautiful stadium. You have an on-campus stadium. Stop hurting your school and start admitting that, please. It'll be helpful to you.
You skipped Clemson and went to South Carolina.
I gotta go back to Clemson here then.
Well, then
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. The aw shucks feel of Dabo Swinney. I think it's very endearing. I think it's funny. Even before the national championship game, he said, you know, I'm just hoping we have a shot. Roy Buss, the rest of y'all's bus, little old Clemson. I actually find that endearing. I think it's funny. I think he's playing up the disrespect card over and over and over again. You know, he said before the playoff that Clemson was the first team since 1966 that was a defending national champion, didn't lose a game, and fell from 1-3 before the playoff began. I actually like the aw shucks, woe is us kind of mantra.
Okay, so I'm going to jump back into South Carolina. You mentioned the stadium, and this is not me being snarky. I want to point this out. I want to talk about the top-notch security at South Carolina Stadium. Mark Ryan has made fun of how they kick people out, but it's because they have a no-nonsense attitude and they don't allow rabble-rousers, and they get rid of those kind of people to make it more of a family-friendly atmosphere. So you get out of line, you're gone. So I respect the top-notch security at South Carolina Stadium.
I actually can't believe how well this is going. I can't believe, you know, here we have Lonzo, an admitted Clemson hater, saying nice things about it. I don't know what's going on with us today, but it continues as we go to Twitter, where Casey Helderman said the following. South Carolina, noted Clemson fan, Casey Helderman. The biggest Clemson homer I know, Casey Helderman, says the following. Number one, about South Carolina, they have a good business school. Number two, they have a really good women's soccer program. Number three, they have really nice dorms. Number four, they have a good women's basketball team. Actually, the best women's basketball team, Casey. Number five, they do have the number one honors college. What is going on here? I thought this was going to be an exercise in futility. People are actually doing a really, really good job of this. Michael Stathakis, Clemson has a beautiful, cohesive campus. The athletics are competitive across the board, and obviously football is otherworldly. The fan base is unified, and the branding that they wear is awesome. The game day experience at Memorial is perfect. Being on a lake, thumbs up. We've entered bizarro world, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why I wanted to do this segment is I thought it would be something that our audience was incapable of doing. But you're showing me otherwise. Applause to you, ladies and gentlemen. Applause to you. All right, what's next, Lonzo?
Okay, we are back at Clemson. Excuse me, I'm going to go back to the team. They have a recent history of great quarterbacks from Taj Boyd to Watson to now Lawrence, and the trend looks to continue, and who knows, maybe in the future Clemson might be considered a quarterback university.
They're getting there. They're getting there. And the next one in line, DJ Uiagalelei, is going to be a beast. And yes, I feel smart and proud of myself every time I successfully say that name. His cousin has given me personalized tutoring and training on how to say the name DJ Uiagalelei, the next quarterback. They also have a guy on the team whose last name is Roar. And I'm not lying to you about that. That guy really exists. All right, number three for me for Clemson. The scenery by way of the alums and the co-eds. Folks, it is very simply, and I'm not being dirty old man here. That is one of the best-looking fan bases I've ever seen in my life. And I've never been to the Grove in Oxford, Mississippi, and I know everybody says, Mark, you got to go to the Grove. You will see things that will make your eyes pop out of your heads. Look, I don't even know if I'm allowed to like co-eds anymore. The co-eds at Clemson are gorgeous. The alums at Clemson are mind-boggling. If there is a better-looking fan base than that, I have never seen it. Folks, the color orange doesn't look good on people. It doesn't. It's just kind of, it's not a great color choice. I'm allowed to say that because I'm a Florida Gator, orange and blue. The people at Clemson look great wearing anything. Wearing anything, especially the increasingly trendy look of attractive women of doing the tiger print. Doing the tiger print getup, man, that is hot. That is smoking hot. So the scenery by way of the alums and co-eds for me, a big thumbs up at Clemson.
All right, we're going to go back to South Carolina now. And this, I think Mark might smirk at me over this, but if he thinks about it, this is kind of a big deal. The recording studio in the facility, being a former band guy, as Mark was, and me having a band, how cool would it have been to have access to your own recording studio while you're playing football? I mean, that would be awesome, especially with how talented a lot of these guys are, and now they have, and it was donated by a very famous alum. I think that's really, really cool.
That is also my number three, stop cheating off my paper, please, of South Carolina. The facilities at South Carolina. That also, though, is ratcheting up the pressure on Will Muschamp. You can't have those facilities and not parlay that into wins, man. Facilities for South Carolina, top five in the country. The connection with Hootie and the Blowfish. Building a barbershop in the facility. A recording studio in the facility. Good gosh, man. I mean, you want to be at the it place on South Carolina's campus, man. Those facilities are it. And they've got it. You've got everything you need to be successful at South Carolina. You have the fan base. You have the support. You have the stadium. You have the alumni. You have the booster support. You have the facilities. You get the recruits. You have everything. Do you have the head coach? There's the million-dollar question. Next up.
Okay, we are back to Clemson. And if you're going to Clemson, there's a beautiful drive-in, and I mean that. It's beautiful. It's very scenic on your way to the stadium. It's not like you having to go into a middle of a downtown area. You're going through some beautiful scenery, some beautiful country with lakes and things like that.
Yes, that is most certainly the case. And so the first sentence that you said there was what, Lonzo?
The beautiful drive into the
stadium. The beautiful drive. Yeah. Here's the thing. I actually really like the town of Clemson. The town of Clemson itself was voted as the number one small sports city in the country. In a recent study, they did the best big sports city in the country, medium-sized city in the country, and best small sports city in the country, and Clemson was number one on that list. The town, it feels like you're entering the Truman Show when you go there. All your problems go away, man. You feel like you're entering Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. It really is unbelievable. You go there, and everybody's nice. You go there, there's golden leaves. You go there, there's a family atmosphere. What's not to like? The town itself is actually really, really nice. Next up.
All right, we are back to South Carolina, and this is something I don't know a lot about, but I've heard tale that this is awesome, and it's Five Forks, which is considered a part of South Carolina. So if you are into the bar scene, if you're into going and hanging out at places, I hear that Five Forks is a great place to go and some place that Mark Ryan probably would enjoy spending some time at.
Five Forks is what you're saying. Okay, I am going to say that the loyalty at South Carolina is outstanding. The loyalty at South Carolina is second to none. You know, where else do you have a fan base that is asked to deal with and digest what that fan base has to stomach? And they keep coming back year after year after year with no hope of ever being any better. It is absolutely positively unfreaking believable. The loyalty of that fan base. Incredible. So I give a major tip of the cap to South Carolina and that fan base for the loyalty.
By the way, I consider that snark, but, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I consider that snark.
What's snarky about it?
Saying with no hope of it ever getting better. That's kind of
what
snarky.
Hope do they have?
There's always hope. Let's go to where are we at? We are at Clemson, and I only have one more, and it's been addressed, but I'm going to address it again. It's a small town atmosphere, and it's what's around Clemson, not just Clemson itself. And it's not Willy Wonka, it's Mayberry. And I don't know if Mark Ryan ever watched the Andy Griffith Show because it's required viewing in some states.
A little before my time, Lonzo. A little before my time.
Well, it was before my time too, but I watched reruns. Yes, really. I was around after Black and White. They started during Black and White. So that's all I'm saying. But it is like Mayberry. It has a small town feel, like you said before. And if you don't believe me, since you haven't really watched the Andy Griffith Show, you should go watch it. And if the fact that you haven't watched it, it's a problem with people listening because it's required viewing in this area.
Is that? Do you guys agree with that? Is Andy Griffith required listening here in the upstate? What do you think? What do you say? Do I need to come around to that? I'll give it a shot. You tell me to give it a shot, I'll give it a shot. But I'm not going to listen to Lonzo. I'll listen to you guys, okay? If Andy Griffith is must-see watching, it has to come from you. And finally, for me on Clemson, it's the best entrance anywhere in college football. Period. End of story. Thanks for playing. You got the buses driving right up to the stadium gate with the police escort. Okay, you got Dabo Swinney with 82,000 people awaiting him at the top of the hill. You got the entire player fan base. You got the entire roster standing behind him. You got the music playing. You got the entrance. You got the cameras panning from outside the stadium to inside the stadium. You got the balloons. You got the hill. You got Howard's Rock. It's the best entrance I've ever seen anywhere, and to see it live should be on everybody's bucket list.
All right, you skipped ahead, so I think I have the last one.
I've done five and five.
Yeah, this is my fifth one. This is for South Carolina, and it's the Cockabooses. And if you don't know what the Cockabooses are, you have to look it up. It's cabooses from a train, and it's all decorated with Gamecock stuff. You can eat on them and stuff like that. You should look it up. It's I forget which end of the stadium it's at, but it's really, really cool. I don't think anyone has anything like that anywhere in any stadium in the country.
Yeah, but they're so damn expensive. I don't know if it's a positive or a negative, really. I don't.
You should be able to afford it.
With my fat check?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, coming up next on the show, ladies and gentlemen, the Eli Manning debate spawned the debate on another signal caller. We will tackle that when Offsides continues right here on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. All right, let's see. Michael Stathakis, I hate to throw you a curve by being so complimentary of Clemson, which is a great place, so here it goes. The Rock is corny. The $2 bills are corny. The basketball pregame is corny. The Roybus is corny. Corn is grown there, so that's corny. Listen, Michael, you're violating the premise of the show. This was a kumbaya day today. This was a day where everybody comes together, holds hands, sing kumbaya, and feels much better about themselves. Dennis Wofford, by the way, says Andy Griffith is one of the best shows ever made. Must watch TV. Dennis, you have sold me, sir. You have sold me. I will hereby watch Andy Griffith because you told me that I needed to. And so that is all that you needed to say. So I do find all of that to be incredibly compelling, incredibly interesting. And Lonzo, I actually was halfway impressed that there was so little snark in our list. I think we showed the audience something, that we are capable of saying nice things about both sides, which is what we always build the show to be anyway. We call Offsides the show that gives you both sides. And we successfully did that. And you hate Clemson, and I grew up rooting for South Carolina against Clemson, but about 5% of the fan base has been kind of hurtful to me. And so we both got on here. We both rocked it out. We both did what we wanted to do, and we both had five things to say. Was that challenging for you?
Not really, because I don't have a problem with Clemson. I just have a problem with certain Clemson fans.
Mark on the text line, if U of SC Stadium is on campus, would you walk back to a dorm room after a game? I sure as heck wouldn't. It did feel to me when I was down by the stadium, it did feel a little bit dicey, a little bit sketchy down there. But at the same time, you cannot tell me it's on the same street as the campus. I mean, what is the definition of an on-campus stadium? If that's not an on-campus stadium, I don't know what an on-campus stadium is. And I was struck by that immediately upon visiting Columbia for the first time. It just jumped out to me. It just punched me right in the face. I'm like, that's hurtful to the school to say that's not an on-campus stadium when it is. They make it feel like it's one of those NFL stadiums that like the Pittsburgh Panthers play in, and you got to go to a completely different place, or the USF Bulls playing in the Buck Stadium. All right, so much more coming your way. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Always a fun time. You know, one of the things that I like to do, this is getting to be a time where a lot of the hosts say it's a difficult time of year to do a show. Because your bread and butter, like it's gone from what you have to talk about. And look, college football is our passion anyway. I am college football number one all the way. So the college football season is incredibly easy. But I also actually really value and like the off season because it opens you up to be able to do some creative things, some outside the box things. And there's some shows and there's some stations that just switch sports, and now they're breaking down basketball, and now they're breaking down women's basketball, and so on and so forth. But I believe in doing more. I believe in making sports and life a hybrid, and doing segments like you hear on Offsides, which makes the show different, which makes the show unique. It's kind of our brand here, kind of what we do, and I believe it really connects well with you guys as well. A texter says on the text line, Mark, appreciate the read. No need to read it. Anyway, love the show. With you and Lonzo, looking forward to Rob Brown next week. Rob Brown Monday and Tuesday. Derek Fogle, my co-host from Houston, Texas, is auditioning on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then a gentleman by the name of Michael Borky from Mississippi is auditioning the first part of the week thereafter. Excuse me. So you guys know, I bring you guys behind the curtain as much as I possibly can, let you guys know what is going on. And we've gotten a lot of questions about what's going on with the midday show slot and so on and so forth. I honestly feel like everybody that's auditioned has done an outstanding job. I thought Tyler today on the midday show did a wonderful job, and I hadn't yet heard him in this capacity. And I want to make it very clear that I'm not the ultimate decision maker on this in any way. I'm flattered and honored that our boss, brings me into the discussion on this and really wants my input and has auditioned a lot of guys that I've recommended. But in this particular role, I don't have one guy that I'm really pulling for, because I think that's unfair to the rest of the guys. You know what I mean? I'm listening as objectively as I possibly can and then offering recommendations as best as I can. And I'm 100% positive that when this is all said and done, we are going to have a kick-ass lineup here. That the lineup here is going to be outstanding and is going to help us continue to be the upstate sports leader, the number one sports station in our area, the station where you come to get unbiased, unfiltered content with no agenda whatsoever. And I just like to let you guys know what's going on. I like to remove that curtain. You guys have asked questions. What's going to happen? When's it going to happen? My hunch is that next month, this is all going to be finalized and settled. And that is my personal hunch on that. All right. Coming up, a loaded final hour for you. But up next, it is time to do a little ditty we call Either Or. What is Either Or, you ask? Three choices on life and sports. Lonzo does it. I do it, and it is all coming your way right after this. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, which can only be heard right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.